USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are bipartisan calls for more answers from Saudi Arabia's government about what happened to Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi.
We are formally expel the Saudi ambassador from the United States until there is a completion of a third-party investigation into this kidnap, murder, and God knows what followed.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin speaking on NBC's Meet the Press about Khashoggi's death. The Saudi government now says that a team of 15 Saudi nationals went to confront Khashoggi and mistakenly killed him when he was put in a chokehold and he resisted. Senate Republican Bob Corker.
They've lost all credibility as it relates to explaining what has happened, and I do hope over the next few days we'll actually have the tapes that the Turks have.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi heckled by progressives and liberals at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. And now it's happening to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The senator now thanking people speaking out on his behalf after he and his wife heckled at a Cuban restaurant in his home state of Kentucky. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Here's sound released by TMZ of the confrontation in a Louisville, Kentucky restaurant when a group of men approached Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife and started heckling them as they were wrapping up their meal.
Why don't you get out of here? Why don't you leave your entire country?
Other people in the restaurant, including members of the staff, can be seen coming to McConnell's defense by telling the men to back off. Earlier in the evening, a woman approached McConnell's table and called him a traitor, while other patrons in the restaurant clapped, that according to the Courier-Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on the apparent murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has a strong reaction to the news of the murder and the apparent Saudi cover-up. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Saudis have said a whole bunch of crap that's not right, accurate, or true. We know that, and we need to have some shared principles about what we're trying to get done if we ally with them.
Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on CNN's State of the Union, he says the Saudi Arabian government needs to detail what in the world happened in relation to the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi's got a lot of explaining to do, and I think everything should be on the table.
Journalist Khashoggi last seen on security video walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Where his body is remains a mystery.
The cover stories from the Saudis are a mess. You don't bring a bone saw to an accidental fist fight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And Hurricane Michael left untold devastation in Florida's panhandle, that's for sure. But it's turning up evidence of a much earlier destructive storm as well. Ships that were grounded on Franklin County's Dog Island during an 1899 hurricane have now resurfaced after Michael's storm surge. It's not certain how many have been revealed on the barrier island, but several are now clearly visible, and treasure hunters have been seen at the scene. We're online at USA Radio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.